there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Monday. More phone calls, best and worst of the weekend. Sign up for the newsletter. You will be the first to hear some big news coming up on Wednesday, only if you're on the newsletter, danpatrick.com. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of The Dan Patrick Show. Next Sunday night, it'll be the Packers and the Bills. And the Packers are 10.5-point underdogs at Buffalo. Aaron Rodgers has never been a double-digit dog in his career. Here's Aaron Rodgers after yesterday's loss against the pesky Commanders.
We just got to play better, all of us. You know, I think if we all look at the film, there's probably a number of plays in every phase that we could have done better. But we just, I said it before, the margin of error is so tight. And we don't execute at all on offense. It's not winning football.
Is this just Davante Adams? Is that what this is? Or is there more to this? Because if you have Davante Adams scoring points, maybe defensively your approach is different, but you're just watching, it feels uninspired. Almost like, I'm going to play, but I'm not interested. Or he's so fed up. And then you have Tom Brady. Where the Buccaneers, it doesn't feel like they're that far away, just the fact they're in a bad division, and they're going to get healthier, and it feels like Tampa, at least, maybe the light at the end of the tunnel is a little brighter for them. Let's see, did I have another number for you here? Last time the Packers were below 500 after seven games, you have to go back to 2006. Phone calls are always welcome. We'll get to those. The Bills and Eagles are your big favorites for the Super Bowl, according to DraftKings, followed by the Chiefs. The Buccaneers right now are fourth on the list, tied with the Niners, 15-1, then the Vikings at 16-1. We'll get to more phone calls. We'll check in with the Buccaneers coming up. Let's see. Operator standing by. Tyler, anything else that I need to mention here? Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock and listening to this program, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio lineup. Yes, Paul?
We got a burner tonight, Monday Night Football, Dan.
Dun, 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 dun.
Wake the kids, phone the neighbors.
I know.
Yeah. Someone's going to win it, I think.
Is Mac Jones going to be starting?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. I'm on the Bailey Zappi bandwagon.
Zappi meal.
Yeah.
Get your Zappy meal.
Yes, I'd like to do that. McDonald's up in New England have Zappy meals. I like it. What would be in the Zappy meal? Would you get a little toy?
He's from what, Western Kentucky?
Yeah. Well, he went to Western Kentucky. Oh. I don't know where he's from. Bailey Zappy.
Threw 89 touchdowns and 2 interceptions.
He's from Victoria, Texas. He played at HUBAP a few years back.
Oh, okay.
Houston Baptist.
Bailey Zappy, Jr. the third. Let's see. Mike in Phoenix. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for having me on the show, Dan. Was doing some research on the internet last night trying to see if Houston and Phillies had ever played before in playoff history, and I found out, kind of going in with the best and the worst, that some pundits consider the Phillies series against the Astros in 1980 to be the greatest National League championship series in baseball history. Hmm. The Phillies won 3-2, and the last 4 games went into extra innings.
Okay. Yes, Todd?
I remember that. I think Houston won the first 2, and then Philadelphia came all the way back and took the rest of them.
Well, it's 1980. You know everything about the 80s.
I'm quite sure the Astros were up 2-0 in that series.
Yeah. If it was 2004, you wouldn't remember.
So I think the Red Sox came, didn't they?
Yes, Marv.
Does Todd know the number one song during that series?
Ooh.
October 1980, Todd.
That's a great question.
I'll give you a little time to think about that. Yes, Paulie.
Fritzy, I think the Phillies won game 1, Astros won game 2. Is this the 1980 NLCS we're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, Steve Carlton won game 1, 3-1 against the Astros. And then your boy Frank LaCourte, Dan.
Oh.
7-4 for the Astros. Yeah, 10 innings. Game 3 went 11 innings. Game 4 went 10 innings. Game 5 went 10 innings. That's pretty cool.
Hmm. I would venture to throw in the Mets against the Astros in 1986. That was some great stuff. Plus, the Mets knew if they were going to get Mike Scott one more time, they were not going to beat Mike Scott. And I remember seeing one of the baseballs, because the Mets would collect the baseballs because they'd show them to the umpires, and they'd go, look, he's scuffing the ball. And nothing ever happened to Mike Scott. And I remember talking to Lenny Dykstra about that. And I said, if you guys get Mike Scott, he goes, we won't win. That they knew they were not going to beat Mike Scott because he was scuffing the baseball. Yeah, Paulie.
That was the 86 NLCS. Mike Scott, in 2 wins, gave up 1 run in like 18 innings or something like 16 innings.
He was unbelievable.
And game 5, Mets won 2-1 in the 12 innings. Game 6, Mets won 7-6 in 16 innings.
Yeah. That was the Jesse Orozco throw the glove into the air.
Yep.
And we never saw it come down. It just went up, never came down. Give me a couple more phone calls here. Paul in Iowa. Hi, Paul. What's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. Well, first up, I don't know if it's a best or a worst, but the Shakespearean comedy of errors that is the Iowa Hawkeyes offense.
Oh, my gosh.
Now I think 4 weeks without an offensive touchdown. The defense scored again. They need to put their All-American linebacker, Jack Campbell, in the Wildcat, because that would be better than 2 quarterbacks losing fumbles in the same game.
Well, does Kirk Ferentz have to fire his son to keep his job?
I think that the Ferentz family has something on the AD, Gary Barta, but that's a conversation for us locals.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, his son is the offensive coordinator.
In name only.
Yeah, and it's like Byron Leftwich. He's getting roughed up. He's the offensive coordinator. You know, you had these guys that, hey, you're offensive coordinator. You should be getting a job here, getting a job. Come on, you're the next guy. Byron Leftwich done an unbelievable job. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, Byron Leftwich, what are you doing? The offense has been terrible here. You got the credit. Now you're going to get the blame. Yeah, Marv.
Is that one of those you got to strike while the iron's hot? Like Eric Bieniemy was on fire about 3 seasons ago. And now they're like, oh.
Yeah, but Byron wasn't offered a job. It feels like you got that window. There's always the, oh, man, that coordinator is going to get a job. That coordinator is the next guy to get a job. And then you realize some coordinators shouldn't be head coaches. And then you cool off as well. You're only as good as that guy who's processing all the information and goes out there and actually has to play. But right now, Byron Leftwich on the hot seat. At least it feels that way. Yeah, Paul.
Dan, what would you do if you're Kirk Ferentz, the Iowa head coach, and let's say the AD and president said, you have a choice. You have to let your son go as offensive coordinator. He's been very unsuccessful. Or we can go back and meet about removing both of you.
Oh, no. My son would fall on the sword for me.
Well, you answered that quickly.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
You got to do a pause there, DP.
Oh, hell yeah.
How about a little fall? Okay, that's a toughie.
I'll try it again.
So if you were Kirk Ferentz, do you fire your son or do you wait and see what happens? And
wow, that's a great question.
There you go.
Yeah, I'd have my son fall on the sword for me. Yeah, be like, Jack, it was a good run. Sorry. Tell your mom I'm sorry.
No, hey, I shouldn't have hired you.
Damn it.
Hey, son, what are we doing for Thanksgiving? I know what you're not doing for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Coaching Iowa football.
Yeah, you're not prepping for a bowl game.
I think that it was even like almost a silly question to ask you. Like, oh, no. Yeah, he's falling on the sword.
Rick Stroud covers the Buccaneers for the Tampa Bay Times. He joins us on the program after witnessing a pretty pathetic. That's about as bad as it's been for Tom Brady. Although we went back to 38-3 against the Saints last year, or 2 years ago, and then they went on to win the Super Bowl. But if I would have told you 24 hours ago the final score of the Bucs-Panthers would be 21-3, what would you have said, Rick?
I'd have said the Bucs won, but they didn't play very well, but they're just happy they won. I mean, nobody saw this coming, Dan. I mean, you know, I'm starting to feel like Tom Brady's Jim Cantore. You call me anytime there's a storm brewing, and you know, and I'm standing on the doorstep of a crisis. And yeah, it's just weird, man. You know, they're just not a very good football team. And this is what I've come to realize is that, you know, we know the players are missing, whether it's Gronk or the guys, all their free agents are injured. Tom's playing okay, but their defense now is a sieve when it doesn't need to be. And I mean, look at who they've lost to these last 2 weeks. I don't know that you could find a team they could beat right now, and that's the worst thing you can say.
Well, when you have a coach saying, you know, I don't know if it can get any darker. Well, it can. You have Baltimore Thursday night.
Yeah, right. Good luck with Lamar Jackson. I think he's going to score more than 20. I could be wrong, but yeah, it is going to get darker. And this is the thing. I mean, you know, there's already columns being written about, you know, should they fire Byron Leftwich? And, you know, what if Bruce Arians called the plays? And, you know, and that's not going to happen. I mean, I don't think, you know, Bruce Arians would be coaching this team, I believe, if Tom Brady wanted him to. And, you know, that's sort of not the case. And so they're going to have to figure this out. And yet, you know, if Mike Evans catches that pass, Dan, early in that game, I just feel like, you know, they have a different feel about themselves. And sometimes it can just take one play to take kind of the pressure off of everybody and say, okay, we're going to be all right. So it just hasn't happened yet.
But they're still in the playoff mix here. It's not a formidable team the way, you know, we've seen in the past, but you're in an easier division. The NFC is kind of watered down for the most part. So is that the hope, you think, that Brady and the Buccaneers are selling?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, they're 3-4. They're tied with Atlanta, but they've beaten the Atlanta Falcons. This could be one of those years. I don't know how many years ago it was. The NFC South was one at 7-9. Mm-hmm. Of course, they got 17 games now, but I don't know if it's going to go that way. It's just you look at what they're facing, and, you know, they've got to get themselves straightened out, and they got to do it fast. I mean, after Baltimore, you got to play the Rams. You got to go across over to Germany and play a Seattle team that's playing really well right now. So, like I said, it's really about them. Let's see what they do at the trade deadline too. And I don't know how many guys are going to be, you know, stoked to come here, but as far as free agent goes, you probably lost Odell Beckham at this point. But they need to be active in that. Look, this was all chips to the table. You know, Brady's all in, and they went out and tried to, you know, get as many free agents. All those guys are hurt for the most part, and it's just nothing is working out right now, but it can change. And, you know, the guy under center is not going to quit working. He's going to try to get it right. So there's still plenty of season left, but it is dark and gloomy, as Todd Bowles said.
Do you agree with Ben Roethlisberger, who said when he watched Brady that he just didn't look like he wanted to be out there?
I think he wants to be out there. He's having a lot of crisis off the field that I think we're all sort of aware of. And And I think that's taken a lot of the joy out of playing. You know, whatever he's going through personally is certainly sapping his energy. He's lost weight. You know, he has not been, for him, which is rare, all as invested as he has in the past, taking time off, you know, in training camp, going to, you know, Bob Kraft's wedding. All those things get publicized when you don't win. But that's the reality. And, you know, players talk about that. I think people talk about it outside of the building, and it becomes a story. But I think he's still the most prepared quarterback in the NFL, and I think he will be. And, you know, I don't think his shoulder's all that great either, Dan. I think he's playing, you know, with sort of a hurt wing as well. So who knows what all's going on. I'm not sure we will for some time, but he's certainly not the guy that was here in 2020. And, you know, that they need him to be that guy.
Safe travels as always. And, well, you know, stay by your phone just in case they lose on Thursday night. We'll probably talk to you on Friday.
All right, I'm on the dock watching the storm roll in, man. Just give me a call.
That's Rick Stroud, Tampa Bay Times. What's the line on Thursday night with the Ravens and the Buccaneers? As we mentioned, that with the Packers and the Bills.
Do you want to play guess that line?
Guess that line.
Buccaneers hosting the Ravens, over under 44 and a half.
Say Buccaneers by 2.5.
Buccaneers by 1.
Ooh. Well, now after I've said by 2.5, it's going to go up to 2.5. Yes, it does. That's how much power I've got. By 1. Must win. Must win situation. More of a must win for Baltimore.
Must win-ish?
More must winier.
But they're both playing in divisions that are subpar right now. Pittsburgh, Cleveland. Cincinnati looked good yesterday, and then you look at what, although I don't know if you can say, well, you're not in a good division. You just lost to a team that has a fire sale going on. Yes, Paulie.
The NFC South could probably be one with a losing record, and it's almost likely at this point. What about a rule that if you, the team that wins a division has a losing record, they forfeit that spot that year in the playoffs, and it goes to the next best team in the league with a winning record? Wouldn't it be better for football?
Yeah, but didn't that happen to the Saints and they played the Seahawks on the road, right?
7-9.
And they won.
I think if the NBA did that, they'd actually have to change their playoff structure because there's like losing teams with losing records in every year.
They did that last year. Remember they tried to get Zion in? They changed. Yes. They're like, let's come up with a 4-team tournament. We got to get Zion in. That was the plan.
Yeah. How many teams do we have to allow in for Zion to be able to get into the postseason? I saw where he got banged up a little bit. Brandon Ingram got banged up. I watched the Lakers and lost at home to Portland. I don't know. If you have an 8-point lead in the fourth quarter, did you blow a fourth quarter lead? I mean, we make it seem like, oh, they blew another fourth quarter lead.
Like technically?
They did. They did. Yeah, more.
But they were up by 4. I mean, up by 8 with like 4 minutes left.
Yes.
It wasn't like 8 minutes with 8 minutes left in the game. That's nothing in the NBA.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Paul.
Westbrook, sorry.
Your Jazz are 3-0. Your Blazers are 3-0.
What the hell's going on with Utah?
That'd be great. They dump everybody.
Yeah, like, what are we doing? We shouldn't be winning. We want Victor. Yes, Marv.
That's what I was saying about the Panthers. Like, there's that difference. Danny Ainge is like, what are you guys doing? Jordan Clarkson, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, but I know Victor Wembanyama is going to be a star. I don't know who's going to be a star coming out of college if I'm the Panthers and I go, C.J. Stroud, yeah. I wouldn't be so sure. Yes, Paul.
Can anyone name a Jazz?
Marv can.
How many Jazz can you name?
I just said Jordan Clarkson.
All right, I'll give you that. Boop. Got Kelly Olynyk.
Kelly Olynyk had the game-winning hoop last night.
Lauri Markkanen. Colin Sexton. It's like, man, what a squad.
But they're winning.
Sure, your Jazz are 3-0.
I know.
All they do is win.
Yeah. Are they? They're the Jimmy Garoppolo of the NBA. Yeah. What, Paul?
Do you see the article that Commissioner Silver has already talked to teams about tanking?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Well, that's why we tried to get him on, and we were told that he wasn't going to be available.
thrown out the word relegation.
Yeah, I know. I know. I know. Let me take a break. I'm going to get relegation into sports in the United States.
Let's go, Daddy.
All right, take a break. Back after this. Tunnel to Towers Foundation, thank you for your generosity, because that's what it takes. Join Tunnel to Towers, the mission to do good and honor those who served on 9/11, those who went to war after 9/11. They have so many things. Veterans, first responders, Tunnel to Towers will build mortgage-free smart homes for the family. The most severely injured heroes, their ability to live an independent life the best that they can. The Veteran Homelessness Program, Tunnel to Towers, providing housing and services to homeless veterans across America, more than 500 in 2022 alone. People put their lives on the line for us every single day. Our communities need your help now more than ever. Help America's heroes and their families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. You can do so by donating $11 a month to T2T.org. Letter T, number two, letter T.org. Thank you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I saw this courtesy of Mike Florio. Packers 13-3 in 2019, 13-3 in 2020, 13-4 last year, 3-4 so far this year. I was also curious where the Buccaneers are over under. They started the season at 11.5. Over-under is now 9 for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. All right, the commissioner has been sending out messages to the entire league about tanking. He's going to monitor. I don't know what that means. You know, there's going to be teams that are going to eventually tank, trying to get Victor Wembanyama. And by all accounts, he is worth tanking for. But I don't know what the commissioner does. When you're monitoring, are you watching what rotations? Are you watching who starts, who doesn't? Does somebody sit out? You know, can you have managerial tanking? Here's the thing. As long as you don't talk about it, like Mark Cuban came on the show and said, hey, we did everything we could to lose. Well, that cost him. What did he get fined?
I think.
Is that half a million or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, I thought that was 125, but I'll check.
Oh, okay.
The easy 125.
Yeah, I know. I've cost Cuban a few hundred thousand dollars here over the years. When he comes on.
$600,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay.
$600,000 for saying the plan on tanking.
But I keep saying that there should be relegation in college football. If you get to the point where, let's say, the top 50 teams are going to be playing, they're going to be in the playoffs. There's going to be 16 teams, and out of the 50 teams, 16 are going to qualify for the playoffs. I'll call it Division I again, and you have relegation. Let's say the team that wins Division I-AA, they get to play. They're part of the top 50, at least for that year. You have rankings there. If you want to use analytics, whatever it is, strength of schedule, all of that, and see where you rank, it would add another level of excitement there. Imagine if you played in a bowl game and you had to win that bowl game, and it's the Poinsettia Bowl. The Outback Bowl. Got to win this or we're being relegated. Adds a little more importance there. Yeah, Paul.
So if there was relegation in the NBA, last year the Houston Rockets, 20 wins, would have been relegated as the worst team in the league.
Okay.
They would have been replaced with, let's say, the champions of the G League. How was that for,
Okay.
That makes sense, right?
All right.
It would have been the Rio Grande Valley Vipers out of Edinburgh, Texas, who are an affiliate of the Houston Rockets. So the Houston Rockets would have been replaced by their G League squad. But Edinburgh would have been hopping.
I like it. I haven't been there. Yes, Marv.
And if you're the Rio Grande Valley Vipers, how amped are you? Like, look, we can be in the NBA next season. NBA salaries? Oh, you know how much more competitive it would be? Like, look, there's a, like, for certain, we will be in the NBA if we win the G League title.
But how does the commissioner even touch on relegation? How do you even just dance around it a little bit? Yeah, Paulie.
He was asked about it in one of these like town hall meetings, and sources leaked to a reporter for ESPN. He said he's not in favor of that because it would be too destabilizing for teams.
Yeah.
It would so disrupt our business model, he said. Even if you took two teams up from the G League, they wouldn't be equipped to compete in the NBA.
Yeah, you could do this in college football. You could have relegation in college football. But the NBA, you couldn't do it. Baseball. It would be fun if you just said, all right, this team is going down and we're going to bring up the isotopes of Albuquerque.
Good pull.
Yeah.
And those guys can rake.
Yeah, they can. Albuquerque.
Oh, Albert. It's the best. Oh, Albert.
That's still one of the more amazing. Hey, let me see if my audience buys this.
Folks.
When Mike Francesa, he was with Chris Mad Dog Russo for decades, most popular sports show in America on radio, and somebody called in and said, Mike, I want to talk about Albuquerque. And then what did he say after that scene?
Folks, what is this nonsense? Okay, I don't have time for this. Okay, Albuquerque. Okay, and he goes on this rant about like how annoying it is that people call. And he goes, folks, okay, Albuquerque. Oh, and then there's like a pause. Oh, Albert Albuquerque. You're right. That's who pitched last night. That's right. Of course. Oh, I thought you when he said Al Albuquerque, yeah. I thought he was being funny. I didn't realize he meant Albert Albuquerque.
And then you're going, okay, I could see where you'd make that mistake. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, right, I would have never got Al Albuquerque from
Albuquerque and Albert Albuquerque.
Oh, Joseph Montana. Joseph.
Oh, I don't know Joe.
I don't have time for this Joe Montana. Joe Montana.
Be nice. Oh, Joseph Montana. Yeah.
Mark in Virginia. Hi, Mark. What's on your mind?
Hey, Danny. Great interview with LeVar Arrington. I remember when he jumped over the line at Illinois.
Yeah.
At Penn State. I thought that was one of the greatest plays.
Yeah.
Anyway, best of the weekend has got to be the Phillies, my Phillies, making it to the Woo! World Series. And because of that, I want to have a pie to the face bet with Fritzy about Phillies and the Astros.
Okay. Fritzy?
Just straight up, who's going to win the World
yeah.
Series? All right, I'll stick with my Astros.
Okay, you got it. You're on there, Mark. You know, Bryce Harper's having these moments, and there was a long stretch where Bryce Harper, we wouldn't see him in the postseason, he'd be a bargain with this contract he signed with Philadelphia. You know, Washington got to the World Series after he left, and we started to wonder, okay, how valuable is he? But you saw that yesterday. You've seen that a couple of times in the playoffs. But eighth inning go-ahead home run, the first lead change postseason home run by a Phillies player since 2008. Matt Stairs was the one who did that. But to do it, and if you get the opportunity to listen to the entire at-bat by John Smoltz, that's what you put on your Sports Emmy reel. That's where you go, okay, let me hear you analyze the game. How about this at-bat with Bryce Harper? Because I've got a window of about, 8 or 9 minutes, him at the plate, start to finish, comes up, this reliever, a rookie, 31-year-old Suarez. And, you know, John broke it down brilliantly, unbelievably. And so you got a guy that is a rookie that how much do you know about this pitcher other than Bryce Harper comes up. John Smoltz immediately goes, he's got 4 pitches, but he can only use 2 against Harper. And then he says, this is where I want to go. This is where I want to pitch. I want to pitch up in the zone to Bryce Harper. But if I do, we've seen the power he can hit to left field. And if he throws the changeup, stay away from the changeup. Just don't swing at it. And you saw that. He's down in the count. Was he 1-2 and then threw a changeup? And then Bryce Harper goes, I knew he was going to challenge me with a fastball. He challenged fastball up. He didn't try to muscle it to right field, and he hit it to left field. It was obviously a brilliant piece of hitting for Bryce Harper. But John Smoltz gave you both sides, the pitcher what he's thinking and the hitter what he's thinking. I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was really, really well done. Gilbert in Los Angeles. Hi, Gilbert.
Hey, how you doing, Dan?
Good, Gil.
With the World Series, almost a week in between games now, they're kind of like the Super Bowl now. They're going to take, a week or 2 weeks off from doing games? It's going to become kind of relevant, you know, what's going on now. I mean, they're going to have to put something in between there.
No, it's only 4 days. You know, 4 or 5 days. It's not a week or 2 weeks. Yeah, Marv.
And also, blame the Yankees and the Padres. If they would put up more of a fight, then there wouldn't be such a long stretch in between the World Series and...
Bloop, bloop. Jeremy in Wisconsin. Hi, Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, morning, Dan.
Morning.
Not good, just morning.
Yeah.
So in staying true to the theme of the show, I guess I have a best and then certainly a worst, but I also have a question for you.
Yeah.
So I guess the best was the weather. It was 70s. Pretty nice for Wisconsin in October, so super. And the worst is, of course, the hashtag Packers. But my question for you, I've always wanted to ask since you're close to Adam Sandler, is I would say in probably 98% of my conversations with friends, we quote an Adam Sandler movie.
Hmm.
Do you think he would find that endearing or kind of strange?
I think he would find it endearing until he found it annoying. If you started and you did a couple and then all of a sudden you didn't stop, then it'd be like, all right, Sandman wants you to stop. Not funny. How would he sound, Fritzy?
Oh, I got to get back to you on that one. That's not going to be very good. That's not a good one. Thanks for coming out to New Hampshire.
Okay. I go to Sandler's show in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Hometown, right?
Yes, it is. He had never performed in his hometown. And he was nervous, truly nervous. He's watching the Yankees, and he's a Yankee fan, and he's studying his notes. I'm leaving him alone. And we, you know, watch the show. Great time. Great crowd. And Sandler goes, I was going back to my hotel room, which was only a couple blocks away from the arena. Sandler goes, Danny, you want to come back to my house? I said, you're flying home? He goes, no, my house. I said, well, how far away? He goes, 10 minutes. We get in the car with his mom, his sister, and his brother, and we go to his house. And he's still got his, you know, the bedroom with all punt, pass, and kick trophies and same house that he grew up in. Got movie posters there. His mom gave me a tour. Lovely woman. I didn't need to see every single room in the house. I just wanted to see Sandler's bedroom. She took me into her bedroom. She took me into her bathroom, the hallway bathroom. She took me into Adam's sister's bedrooms. And she took me into the basement. She took me into the garage. I got to see, when you say, yeah, you want to come over and see where I grew up, I got to see everywhere in that house with Sandman. But his sister's room, that's been taken over by his posters. He got all his movie posters in there. And then in his room, a lot of trophies. Sandman has a lot of trophies. Baseball and basketball. And then he's got his movie posters as well. Yes, Paul.
Now, is that his childhood home? So yeah. His mom's been living there 50, 60 years?
Yeah.
Do you find that odd, maybe the average person would find it odd, that the parents of a wealthy, successful guy like them would stay in the house, was I'm sure Adams offered to buy a bigger, nicer house somewhere over the years. I think that would surprise people that she would stay there all those years.
Yeah, but I think as you get older, you know, you're fine with where you are. When you're young, that's when you're like, oh, I want to move here. I want to live there. You get to a point where, like, I go to a restaurant in a mile radius of my house. Now, that's it. I try not to get too far away. It's like a mile. That's good. I'm good. Somebody will say, well, hey, it's a 30-minute. No. Yeah, I got a mile radius here. That's about it. Yes, Todd.
I get a kick out of that. I think that's fine. If you're comfortable and those are the restaurants you like, why do you have to schlep far away back and forth?
I know. Schlepping. Yes, Marv.
So you don't try anything else? So I was going to recommend a really good spot about half hour away.
No.
It's a really good Italian spot.
No.
We use.
No. I know Marvin goes, Italians say use guys, right?
Oh, I went to my wife's family. I love them very much, but it's a lot of, hey, what are yous doing? Huh? I think it's you. And my wife's like, Marvin, have you ever heard your family?
No, but
axe?
Oh, yeah. Well, if you're going to ax me a question. Yeah. Yes. Yes, Eden.
Growing up in New Jersey, we use that a lot. I've never understood the Pittsburgh area and yins. They say, like, what are yins doing?
It's like Ewins. They kind of shorten it.
Yins. I don't understand what yins means.
I probably have a little bit of an accent. Yeah. Although Ohio doesn't, I don't think it has an accent. But there might be certain words you say.
Or how pop.
Soda. I remember when somebody said, you want soda? I'm like, no. Why do I want soda? And then they were like, no, soda pop. And I go, oh, yeah. Yes, Todd.
And Chicago, Paulie could attest to this, too. They call a bathroom a washroom, where I think a lot of people would consider a washroom like the laundry room where you wash your clothes.
It's not a roof. It's a roof in Chicago.
Okay, but it's like creek and crick.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going down to the creek, do some fishing. I do that. I should have more of a southern accent than Brian Kelly should.
Are you working on it? Your workshop?
No. I'm not. I only do my Jerry Jones one. But I'm from southern Ohio, which you would think.
You live in southern Connecticut,
yes,
too.
I
so
do.
It would really.
Yeah. So you might pick up on a little bit of a. We haven't won all of our games yet.
Yeah.
We play four quarters. Yes, Marv.
And your wife and your kids are considered your what? Your family.
Oh, my family.
Three syllables.
Family.
My family. Yeah. It's like Springsteen. Where did he get his southern accent? He's from Jersey.
South Jersey.
South Jersey.
Yeah, but if you hear him, he sounds, what, Todd?
No, South Jersey, that changes the game.
I thought you were going to do.
That does change the accent.
Yes, Paul.
All right, South Jersey, shout out.
Okay.
I'll let that go.
I knew.
I got one more house thing for you about people with wealthy who keep the same house. Warren Buffett bought his house in 1958. It's a nice house. There's nothing wrong with it, but it's on a simple block.
I've driven by it.
Yeah, in 1958, he's got $105 billion, and he's the same house he bought in 1958.
But he likes going to the same ice cream place. You know, you just have your routine there.
Remember you asked Warren Buffett how many cars he had, and he laughed. He goes, one. How many can I drive? Once. He goes, I have one. I lease it. I get a new one every 3 years.
Yes, Tom.
Didn't you visit John Wooden in his little just average kind of place in Encino? He could have. Yes. I know they didn't give out that kind of money back then, but he could have had a much nicer house than he stayed in.
You would never, if I said, hey, you know who lives in that condo? And if I told you John Wooden lived there, you'd be like, no, he doesn't. He probably lives in Palisades on the beach. But then you go in. Very, very simple. Very, very simple. But it suited him. That's who he was. But, kind of just a humble existence there. All right, let me take a break. We'll come back. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
What's the point spread tonight, Bears-Patriots, Paulie?
Do I have to subject...
Yeah, I'm just curious. Entertainment purposes only.
Let's play guess that point spread. Bears at Patriots. 2-4 at 3-3.
I'm going to say Patriots by 8.
Nailed it. Doop, bloop, bloop. Okay. 8 points.
Yeah.
The over-under is 40.
Yeah. You know, that's something that never leaves you. If you're a gambler and you're going to look at a game and you're going to go, I wonder what, you know, knowing what you know about injuries and all of those things. I still have that in the neighborhood ability when you say, well, what do you think the point spread is? It's like Buffalo. It's like, all right, is it like 9.5, 10.5 against the Packers? Yeah, I'm pulling.
Do you think a meteorologist or a orthopedic surgeon would be a better gambler? Like if you're an orthopedic, I'm being serious. Like if you're an orthopedic surgeon, can you read the notes on a team and say, well, this guy's got plantar fasciitis. He's 3 to 4 weeks. You may say, ooh, that's a bad injury. Like would you have more knowledge of betting? Or if you're a meteorologist and you could see 8 days from now that it's going to be a monsoon at the Patriots game, you take the under.
Well, my bookie was a dentist.
How would that help?
I don't know how it helped him. Although he would, you know.
Take your teeth if you didn't pay up.
Yes. He threatened to pull your teeth. No, he didn't. He was
Joe Novocaine.
Very nice guy. And he was my bookie. Yes, yes, Tom.
I'm still trying to figure out these betting network experts. That if they're such experts, shouldn't they have millions of dollars and be living in Bali somewhere? Why do they have to do a shift on different talk shows if they know what's going to happen all the time? Then they should be all wealthy. They're experts in gambling. They're betting experts. They know what's going to happen.
Just dawn on you that there are guys who do this?
I just find that very kind of humorous that they call themselves betting experts.
I
get to retire on
I subscribe to a betting service. And it was one name, and then I didn't realize till later that it also went by another name. And if you called this number, you're going to get this side of the game. And if you called that number, you're going to get the other side of the game.
That doesn't seem ethical, Dan.
It was not.
And that's an ethical group, those guys.
Yes, it is.
That feels like there's an ethical confliction.
Yeah, there. Yeah. You meet a lot of interesting folks when you start gambling. Guys who, you know, were booking back then. You know, now you can go to a place and bet. But you're always like, hey, is Tony there? The fact that I still know my bookie's number and I haven't placed a bet in 40 years. Yes, Paulie.
You want me to call it? Hey, Danny.
412-88. No, my bookie, well, not my bookie, but he was a bookie. Yeah, he was a friend of a guy I went to college with. He died at his kitchen table on a Sunday taking bets.
Did he have to pay out?
No, but I don't know if you had to pay if you lost either. But yeah, Tony was a great. The fact that you didn't have speed dial. I had to punt. You know, I had to go rotary. You know, 412-882. Blah 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 blah. And I need to try it again. And right before, it'd be like 12:55. I'd call him. I'd say, who you like? And finally get through to him. And then I had to call my bookie. And I'd say, all right, I'm going to lay the 3. Taking the Raiders. Now, this day in sports history, what do you have?
I think Marvin predicted this one when he said that Jared Goff had 18 turnovers earlier. 1943, the Green Bay Packers intercepted 9 Detroit Lions passes in a 27-6 victory.
Ouch.
1971, Texas Stadium opened in Irving, Texas, with the big hole in the roof.
Mm-hmm.
1992, the Toronto Blue Jays became the first non-U.S. team to win the World Series.
Pat Borders.
98, Ricky Williams at Texas became the NCAA leading scorer of all time with 428 points.
Is he still?
I got to check that.
Huh. I never heard that.
He was the leading rusher for a while. I know that. Before, I think Ron Dane took him down.
It was on this date in 2021 Michael Jordan's 1984 Nike Air. The earliest known regular season game worn Nikes sell for $1.472 million at Sotheby's, a new record for sneakers at an auction. I never got caught up in the Air Jordans collecting. I appreciated them. I was past that sneaker collecting age. Yes, yes, Mark.
Yeah, me neither, but that was because of economics.
Well, that is true. That, you know, you're going to, how much does those cost? The shoes that I wore when I played in high school, they cost $10. They were Chuck Taylor, high top Converse, $10. That was it. We didn't tape our ankles. Back in the day, we didn't need to. I was being serious, Tom.
Support? Who needs support?
The support I need is from you in the audience, not on my feet. Not my ankle.
You haven't even won all of your games yet. Yeah.
Todd, what'd you learn today?
The way John Smoltz took us through that Bryce Harper home run winning at bat, just give him the sports Emmy.
Yeah,
now.
It was great. Seton, what'd you learn?
LeVar Arrington, I forgot.
Okay.
Says Charles Wooden's the greatest player ever.
Yeah, that's what it was. Says Charles Wooden's the greatest player ever. Damn it.
See, we ran out of time. Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. Only one place to collect them all. Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you tomorrow. One more item as we close out this program. NBA fans, the wait is over. You can check out DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers can make any $5 NBA moneyline bet. Get $200 in free bets if your team wins. Also, everybody can boost their winnings up to 100%. DraftKings stepped up same-game parlays. DraftKings Sportsbook, that's where you go. You're going to place a bet. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick and make any $5 bet this week. Get $200 in free bets if your team wins. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Promo code Patrick. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.